All right, Tav Reish Chaf Aleph Gimel. Mevarchin al Amila below Kos. When we have a bris Mila on Yom Kippur, you make the bracha on the Mila, but you don't have a Kos because you can't drink from it anyway. So therefore, you say the bracha b'sher kidash yedim mikbaten, but you don't say al hagafen, bari pri hagafen, because you're not able to drink from it anyway. And we don't give it to a child or something like that because we're afraid, says the Mishnah Berurah, that they might come to make a mistake and drink in the future on Yom Kippur. The Ramah adds, the Yeshem Brachim Bechosan Nosan Latino Kanimo V'cheinogin. Some say that actually you should give the wine, instead of giving it to a kid, you give it to a baby, and that's okay. You give it to the baby himself. The Mishnah Berurah says we're not afraid that they're going to come to drink in the future, obviously, because it's a baby. So you give them the extra wine, and that works also. If the Yoledes happens to be someone who's allowed to drink, the Mishnah Berurah says, then you'd be able to give her the wine also if it's mutter for her to drink because she's considered to be a chola. But Musaf Omer Shaliach Tzibur Seder Avoda. In Musaf, we say the Shaliach Tzibur says the Seder Avoda. That's the main part of the Yom Kippur davening. Benogin Lipa Alpneim Kshomer Makonim Va'am Gamba Aleinu L'Shabeach Av Shaliach Tzibur Aser Lakom Im Komu V'Shas Hatfila Kedei Lipol Alpanav V'Yeshalim Chos Biara Osim Kain. So the minhag gets to go down on the floor for the Kohanim Ha'am and Aleinu, but the Shliach Tzibur should not do so because then he is uprooting. It's a hefzig during his Chazaras Hashatz. The Mishnah Berurah points out that we discussed earlier that you shouldn't put your face directly down on the floor. You should put something in between it. And the post can discuss what if there's a carpet there, what if it's a removable carpet, what if it's a permanent carpet. So different opinions. But the main thing is to have a separation between your head and the floor, your face on the floor. And the Mishnah Berurah says you could use your talis if you want to, instead of putting a napkin down or something like that. You can use the talis and that would be okay also. So even though the Ramah says that the Shaliach Tzibur should not go down, the Mishnah Berurah says that the minhag is that the Shaliach Tzibur does do so, either because of the taz that walking is not considered to be a hefsek during the Shemona Esrei, or they put an extra shtender there and they just move the shtender away and then the Shaliach Tzibur goes down and then he stands back up and they move the shtender back there for him. As he jumps back up, he has someone help him back up. Yeah, he has someone help him back up. That's the order of the vidui. Sivav nagu lidor tzedakos yom kippur bat amesim. We give tzedakah on behalf of the mesim. Umazkirim nishmosem. The mesim ganking yisham kapar biyom kippur. We do yisker, and it's all in order to give kapara to the mesim as well. When we are no there to give tzedakah for them, we should say it's because if they were alive, so they would be giving the tzedakah themselves. One more point about the nila, you say you could give it to the kid, to the baby. Why does that help? When it comes to Kiddush and Shul Friday night, we don't say you can give it to a kid who's under chinuch. So how come over here we would say it's okay if he's under chinuch? So the Magen Avraham says, by bris mila, since the bracha is on behalf of the tinok himself, that's why it's okay for the tinok to drink, as opposed to Kiddush and Shul Friday night, where if he's under the age of chinuch, it wouldn't work. Taf Reish Chav Beis, Sif Av, L'mincha Omer Asher Yuval Etzion, Vein Om Ranit Filasi Afilu Im Chalios V'Shabes. Mincha on Yom Kippur, the Mechaber says, we say Asher Yuval Etzion, and you don't say Vanit Filasi. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Ogin Lomar Asher Yuval Etzion, Kodem Mincha, Rakodem Ne'ila, we save Asher Yuval Etzion from Ne'ila instead. V'chein Kasuk Kudas Rabbasa, Vein Om Enkelokenu Yom Kippur, we also don't say Enkelokenu. So the reason to have Asher Yuval Etzion at Ne'ila is to have a separation between Mincha and Ne'ila, and we don't need Asher Yuval Etzion at Mincha, because the Mishnah Berurah says that it's enough. The reason we don't have Asher V'Letzion is because we want to speed up to get to Mincha, so that we're able to say Mincha early enough, and the Kriyas HaTorah is enough of a hefsek between the Musaf and the Mincha. We don't need Asher V'Letzion to act as that hefsek.